WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We're human beings, wired for both joy and sorrow. But sometimes that emotional pendulum swings a little too wildly, leaving us feeling out of control. That's why today we're diving deep into the art of building emotional balance and harmony. Think of it as creating a zen zone within yourself, a sanctuary where you can weather any storm with grace and resilience. We're going to explore practical strategies, real-life examples, and some stoic wisdom to help you navigate those emotional rapids like a pro. Alright, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. First off, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Seriously, practice being present in the moment. Instead of dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties, focus on what's happening right now. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Listen to the birds chirping. Savor the taste of your morning coffee. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. When you anchor yourself in the present, you break free from the cycle of emotional reactivity. Second, cultivate self-awareness. Get to know your emotional triggers like a detective solving a case. What situations or thoughts tend to send your emotions spiraling? Once you identify those triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and healthy responses. Think of it as building an emotional shield. Prepare yourself for those moments when things get tough. Third, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, I know, but hear me out. Focusing on the good in your life, even the small things, can shift your entire perspective. Make a daily list of things you're grateful for: a supportive friend, a delicious meal, a sunny day. Cultivating this attitude of appreciation can be a game changer when it comes to emotional balance. Fourth, remember that emotions are temporary. Ever heard the saying, "This too shall pass"? It's true. No matter how intense your feelings are right now, whether it's joy, sadness, anger, or fear, they will eventually subside. Knowing this can help you avoid getting swept away by the wave of emotions and allow them to run their course without clinging on too tightly. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Sometimes, we all need a helping hand. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or joining a support group, connecting with others can provide invaluable emotional support and guidance. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy working mom who's constantly juggling work deadlines, school events, and family responsibilities. She often feels overwhelmed and on edge, snapping at her kids and struggling to unwind. But Sarah starts practicing mindfulness, taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply, meditate, or simply observe her surroundings without judgment. Slowly but surely, she notices a shift in her emotional state. She's calmer, more patient, and better able to handle stressful situations. She also starts journaling about her feelings, identifying her triggers, and practicing gratitude. Sarah realizes that even amidst the chaos, there are still things to be grateful for: her loving family, her supportive friends, and her ability to make a difference in the world. By implementing these strategies, Sarah finds a sense of emotional balance and harmony she never thought possible. So, what can you take away from today's episode? Remember, mindfulness is your superpower, self-awareness is key, gratitude is contagious, emotions are fleeting, and support is essential. Start incorporating these practices into your daily life and watch as you cultivate a sense of inner peace and resilience that will empower you to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and confidence. Remember, building emotional balance isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about learning to manage and express your emotions in healthy and constructive ways. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving for that inner harmony. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of calm, confident individuals together. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.